This is All Things Considered on WNYC. Good afternoon. I'm Amy Eddings. West Side Story opens tonight at the Palace Theater, and it's the first major reassessment of the musical with its signature book by Arthur Lawrence, music by Leonard Bernstein, and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. Now, many of the lyrics are in Spanish. Arthur Lawrence enlisted the playwright Lin-Manuel Miranda to translate parts of the book and lyrics. Miranda is the creator and star of last year's Tony Award-winning musical In the Heights.
For me, it needed to feel not like an academic translation, but like these young teenagers in love speaking Spanish, how they would speak. One of Sondheim's complaints about his own lyrics for I Feel Pretty is the rhyme, "It's alarming how charming I feel," and how, what is this, you know, 18-year-old Puerto Rican immigrant suddenly, you know, talking like Noel Coward in English.
I feel charming, oh so charming, it's alarming.
Miranda had to stay faithful to the show's original rhyme scheme. He says he tried to find new words, words that felt just as true in Spanish as they did in English. It sounds like this.
Hoy me siento tan hermosa, tan graciosa que puedo volar.
Through the show, the Spanish-speaking characters in the show speak Spanish to each other and English to the rest of the cast. Here's the song where the character Anita confronts Maria when she discovers her with Tony. Lin-Manuel Miranda says he felt uniquely positioned to do the translation because of his work on the musical In the Heights.
I'd spent 8 years trying to get as much Spanish as I could get away with into this Broadway production and not lose the audience, which I knew was going to be, you know, for aiming for Broadway, an English-speaking audience, a predominantly English-speaking audience. That's the theater-going audience, the overwhelming majority of them.
And Miranda says he has a very personal connection to West Side Story. He's Puerto Rican and grew up in northern Manhattan. He played the character Bernardo in the sixth grade as a 12-year-old. And he says West Side Story provided work for scores of Latino actors.
I always say it's our greatest blessing and our greatest curse because we... all of us, if you sing any notes of West Side Story backstage at Richard Rogers, you will get 26 replies. There's probably not a person in our cast who didn't play a shark at one point or another in our lives. And that's wonderful. That got our foot in the door. That got us work. At the same time, it's so iconic, that image of him con el cuchillo with the knife in his hand, that's most people's image of Puerto Ricans. Is Bernardo with a knife in his hand. And that's a product of the success of West Side Story and how much it's infiltrated American and global culture. So, you know, part of the reason I wrote In the Heights was, hey, I'd like to see a musical where they don't have knives in their hands, where Puerto Ricans and Cubans and Dominicans can be on stage and they're just sort of people.
But Miranda is adamant he's not trying to rewrite the message of West Side Story.
No, I'm no dummy. I'm not trying to change West Side Story. West Side Story doesn't need changing. Bernardo with the knife in his hand is still what you're going to see if you go see the theater. The show is about gangs, and it's about love trying to exist in a world surrounded by hate and fear and misunderstanding. What I do think you get as a result of hearing Bernardo switch between English and Spanish and sometimes speak in Spanish to his girlfriend and sometimes speak in Spanish to his gang members and sometimes and in English to the Jets is another layer, that there's a whole other interior life going on with these characters. It's not just, okay, sharks, vámonos. It humanizes them in a way. You get a sense of these people who are here and not only trying to learn how this world that is very hostile to them works, they're also learning English at the same time. And that's the immigrant experience in America.
That's Lin-Manuel Miranda, the actor and creator of the hit show In the Heights, who helped translate the latest production of West Side Story. That production opens tonight.
Hoy me siento tan hermosa, tan graciosa que puedo volar. Y no hay diosa en el mundo que me va a alcanzar.
Hoy me siento encantado. Coming up later on WNYC, a look back at the original production of West Side Story and the tense time it encapsulated. That's just ahead here on All Things Considered. Stay tuned.